Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. Now, the new Maitland Hospital is welcoming patients as of this week. It is opening on Wednesday, and joining me on the line to talk about this is the Hunter New England Local Health District's Chief Executive, Michael DiRienzo. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Gemma.
So it's been quite a countdown for this facility, but we're here. It's opening.
Yes, tomorrow. From tomorrow, the new Maitland Hospital will be operational. Big move, as you can imagine, moving our patients from the existing Maitland Hospital into the new hospital. An exciting day for the Lower and Upper Hunter.
And so what can people then expect of the facilities in the new hospital?
Well, the new facilities, firstly, being contemporary, modern accommodation, having all of the technology required, also has more capacity for now and in the future, but with a couple of new services as well. So we'll be introducing chemotherapy for the first time at Maitland, which means that our residents and community members from our Hunter Valley and Lower Hunter don't have to travel to the Calvary Mater for their public chemotherapy, but can travel to Maitland. Expansion of emergency department with a larger emergency department, and more importantly, an early treatment zone and a short stay unit, which means that their care will be more effective, efficient in that emergency department. MRI within the hospital, additional CT. I think they're just a few of the things that our community will expect from their new hospital.
Absolutely. And I guess then it begs the question, how important is it to continuously have updated services, updated equipment and technology to really service people around regional areas like those in the Hunter Valley?
Exactly. Healthcare changes so rapidly that we do have to keep up. And this hospital gives us that opportunity to grow the services, but more importantly, enhance those services into the future. For people who haven't seen it, it's a magnificent building. Plenty of room to move. Ample parking with 800 car spots. So hopefully people will be able to get there and take some of that tension tension away from when they do visit hospital.
Absolutely. And I guess on top of that as well, it must have been quite the hectic week in terms of getting the transition, getting it underway. So how have we found this transition with Maitland Hospital? What's going to, I guess, then happen with the old one?
Well, the old hospital, we're still going to have some remaining community services there, but ultimately we'll be disposing of the hospital as a health service. And basically, it'll be a decision later on what future purpose the hospital can have. But the focus now is on moving into the new hospital. COVID has actually added a few more complexities around infection control standards, making sure that everybody has the appropriate PPE, and that, of course, we do this as safely as possible. But the team at Maitland have been working on this for the last few months, and I am extremely confident that like anything, it's a major big move, but hopefully it'll all go seamless. And from tomorrow onwards, everybody will be visiting their new hospital at Medford.
And then I guess as well, you've touched there with COVID making things quite difficult in this time. Is this going to, this facility, this new hospital, is this going to be a good place, I guess, to further address the Omicron or COVID cases that we're seeing throughout the Hunter New England?
Yeah, exactly. One of the reasons why we haven't delayed the opening of the new hospital is that the new hospital brings with it a large number of single rooms, negative pressure rooms, and gives us that ability to treat Omicron and any hospitalisation of COVID much better. So while we don't want anybody to get the virus, but if they do need hospitalisation, we're much better prepared for it now with the new hospital.
Well, absolutely. That is so wonderful to hear, especially with how it's going to not just service Maitland, but the greater Hunter Valley communities as well. Just finally, Michael, that there is a virtual tour available for anyone that may want to just have a brief gaze at it and not make the physical trip down.
Yeah, well, that's been available for a while. And as you can imagine, this is a very large move, moving everybody from the old hospital into the new hospital. So hopefully the community will be a little bit patient with this, but the new hospital, its emergency department, so people who do require emergency care will be up and running from tomorrow.
That is wonderful news indeed. Well, Hunter New England Health's Local Health District Chief Executive Michael DiRienzo, thank you for your time with me this morning to talk about the new Maitland Hospital opening.
Thank you, Gemma.